Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, last Saturday, as I was with the Catholic women of the Diocese of Columbus celebrating Mass with them at their annual conference, a line from the responsorial psalm struck me very forcibly. It is Psalm 90, and the verse that was chanted reads, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart." Teach us to number our days aright. And as you think about that phrase, isn't it a marvelous challenge for us to consider how we live day by day, how we account for the hours and the minutes of our existence, and how do we allow those days to be numbered aright? That is, to be able at the end of the day to say, yes, indeed, this is the day that we should have lived. It's also a reminder of the precious gift of time that has been given to us by our Creator as He shaped the heavens of the earth and formed us out of the soil of the earth and breathed into us that immortal soul. And throughout sacred scripture, there is a sense of that precious gift of time. Actually, in Psalm 90, as the psalm continues, a verse says, "For 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night." A reminder of two things. First of all, how quickly time can pass, but also how, in fact, in the eyes of God, what we might consider a day is just like 1,000 for Him, or 1,000 years in God's life is simply as a day. And I say this precious gift of time is important to consider because when God created the world, He gave the humans a particular gift of time that, in a sense, make us more fortunate than the angels. The angels, being pure spirits, outside of time and space, had to make a choice for or against God at the moment of their creation. Whereas for humans, our lives stretch out into days and weeks, months and years, during which time we can solidify our decision for God and against all that would offend against His holiness and His goodness. So I should like to talk about how we might number our days aright, that we may gain not only wisdom of heart, but that everlasting life that has been promised to us by God through Jesus Christ. I think the first thing we ought to consider, in a very general way, is that every moment of our days, we ought to remember we are living in the presence of God. The eternal God is yet present to us in each moment of our existence. And it is important for us to make very real in our lives that sense of His presence. In living in the presence of God, we can allow all that we do with this wonderful gift of time, making it to point to God, to His presence, to our future. and to the way that we bear the name of Christ. Now, as you consider that daily life, I think that we want to remember certain aspects of our daily living and how we might, in fact, number those days aright. I think, first of all, we have to apportion some moments of that day to prayer. Now, of course, these moments of prayer should be, of course, shaped according to our own state in life, our own vocation in our lives. But whether those moments be long or short, try to make them rich. That is, to remember that in the morning as we begin our daily routine, it is important to direct that daily routine by remembering the presence of God, asking Him for His guidance, asking Him for His wisdom, that we might, in all of the great and small choices that we are to make, may give praise to Him and be an expression of His will. I think sometimes if we try to devote too much of our time to elaborate forms of prayer, we might, in fact, miss out on the opportunity to make that prayer active in our lives. I remember St. Francis de Sales said that everything in our lives as Christians can be an act of prayer if we but remember that presence of God. But it is important, I think, to take those moments, that little time, to direct our attention for the entire day. We might also cultivate the value of silence. That is, taking a few moments simply to clear our minds, to close out the noise of the world about us, to set aside the distractions in our own life and simply sit quietly. And in that silence, learn how to listen to the voice of God. Now, to cultivate this silence requires what I used to be told as a child is the custody of my eyes and my ears. That is, to consider what it is that we actually see, and not simply by chance, but what we seem to be focusing our sight upon. And whether it is something we see that enhances our life, brings us joy and some peace, allows us to see more clearly the good that we are to do, or are there mere distractions, or do those eyes allow into our consciousness images that will weigh upon us and misdirect us? Or our ears? What is it that we have trained our ears to hear? Because it is often in a word that is spoken that we are touched by the truth of a thing, or by something that distracts us or disturbs us. And in the cultivation of silence, in that discipline of the custody of the eyes and the ears, we want to be attentive also to the way in which we relate to people around us. In relationships that will vary from a very intimate relationship of our families, of our friends, to those chance meetings and encounters with people who might at any time be strangers to us. How, in fact, do we relate to others? How, in fact, do they know almost instinctively that indeed we bear the name of Christ, and how they are greeted by us, how we speak to them? They know that, in fact, our lives, our consciousness, our hearts and minds are shaped by a reality that ultimately will determine the very character of how we live. It is important also to understand what is the goal of our living. Where are we going? How are we managing that pilgrimage of grace, as it is so often called, on our way to that new Jerusalem, that heavenly joy and bliss. And it is in remembering this gold, and ever clearly every day keeping it in our minds, that allows us to make some very important choices and decisions between what in fact assists us in that pilgrimage, what would distract us or misdirect us. And in fact, we need in our daily lives, externally and internally, to establish a structure in which this goal can be achieved. Now, of course, that takes some external activity, sometimes a discipline, a prayer, but also it's a matter of getting into the very interior of our lives a kind of shape that allows us instinctively to move along that path so beautifully and so faithfully. There are a couple of other parts of this, what I call discipline of numbering our days aright, that I would bring to your consideration. The first of these is a rediscovery of the character of Sunday as a day of worship and a day of rest. And of course, by a day of worship, I mean centered upon the participation in the Holy Eucharist, where we are being refreshed by receiving the Word of God and the Body and Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. After all, this Sunday is the clearest foretaste of that eternal liturgy in heaven. But it is also a day of rest, and by this I don't mean simply an oblivion, but rather a setting aside of all of our normal mundane routines and concentrating on those relationships that can define the quality of our lives, the relationship with others, our family, and with God, and to seek a time of rest from distraction in order that we might fill that time with that simple presence of the goodness and the love and mercy of God. That rediscovery of Sunday is an important aspect of counting our days aright. There is, secondly, a practice that I was taught from childhood that has long been a part of traditional Catholic devotion. And that is, at the end of day, before retiring for the night, we make an examination of conscience. And for a brief period, look back over the day, giving thanks to God for the good that He has allowed us to do, asking Him for forgiveness for those things we ought not to have done. But in making that examination of conscience, followed by an act of contrition, we then hand over our minds, bodies, and souls to God, seeking a peaceful rest and praying for a peaceful death. In this way, we can determine how the day has gone, but how, in fact, tomorrow might be even better and more conscious. And I want to end this reflection on counting our days aright by quoting from something from the second letter of Peter. That letter is very concerned with how we wait for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the third chapter of that letter, Peter writes, "With the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is forbearing toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And what the apostle, I think, is telling us is that God wishes the good for all people, that all live and live eternally. And he has granted us that gift of time and the gift of his own patience, that we might allow those moments by which we can understand our future, how we obtain the future promise, and how we prepare for its fulfillment. But he also reminds us that the patience of God is not eternal. His love is, his mercy is, but at a moment he will call us. And we will stand before him and make an accounting of how we have numbered our days. But as we live those days, we always rest in the truth that God has given us and in his powerful love and desire that all of us should live. So we pray, as did the psalmist in Psalm 90, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.